Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September the 10th, 2021. 17 minutes past the hour. We thank Dr. Ron Arusi for coming on in hour number one to give us an update on everything going on in Marion City Schools. Now, I got my Ruth Lyons glasses there during the break. Now, the first glass has a man on it, and he's bald, but he's got hair around the sides. Now, I'm trying to think of who this was on the Ruth Lyons show. Now, there's a little signature under it, but I really can't make out the signature. There are tons of signatures on the cup itself. You know, I see Bonnie Lou, and I see Willie Thull, and people like this. But some of the signatures are hard to read. But the man, he's bald, but he's got hair around the sides of his head, so I can't, I'm not sure who that is, although he does look familiar. And the lady on the other cup, I'm not sure who this is. It kind of looks like Ruth Lyons, so maybe it is her, I don't know. I know this was her cup set, but these are the neatest things. You know, it's hard to believe stuff like this was introduced years ago. So if anybody knows or was a big fan of the old Ruth Lyons show, let me know. 740-383-9944. But I thought that was the neatest purchase the other day for $2. How about that? 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything to say about our friend Dr. Arusi said, or the Popcorn Festival, or anything else. Mayor Kellogg was on yesterday. What's going on with the auditor? Heavens knows there's a lot to talk about here in Marion these days. 740-383-9944. Okay, and I do want to remind everybody that the Waldo Fire Department is having the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony Saturday, 8:30 a.m. at the Waldo Fire Department. 20 years ago, 9/11 happened. Can you believe it's been 20 years ago tomorrow? Okay, here's the rant that I promised you in hour number one, and I'll go through this, and I'll rant, and then we'll go on to Popcorn Festival trivia. But, and I'm just, this is my opinion on things, for the good or for the bad, but I've seen a few things in the last few days that I really do not understand. So, we're going to start here at the top. Now, it's going to start with the Popcorn Festival, because I did not go to the parade last night, but apparently, at some point, the parade route was changed. Now, we got nothing here at the radio station about that. I did not see anything about that in the newspaper. I did not see it anywhere except on Facebook. And I did not see it on Facebook until this morning when I realized that the parade route had been changed and got reports from people that this had happened. Now, here's why this is bad. I know from people who went to the parade last night that people have been setting up chairs in the same places for 40 years now. And they were not aware that this had been done. This was not publicized at all. And I don't understand it. And from my understanding last night, and I hate to say this, I was not there, but the parade was not good. You know, and we, here's a problem we have in Marion. We do not want to say stuff like that because somehow that reflects badly on the city. Well, the truth is, you cannot make this stuff up. And my understanding is a lot of the bands could not play last night, school bands, including the River Valley Band, which I don't believe was even in it, because of COVID. So you would think at some point this would be an alarm to people. I don't know what's going on with the Popcorn Festival. It mystifies me in a way. And here's the point I'm going to make on this. And I don't want to stay on it too long, because if people want to go down and have fun, so on and so forth. But here's the thing about the Grand Marshal, okay? They didn't have a Grand Marshal. That's the fact of it. They had an honorary Grand Marshal, which I think was a contest or a silent auction or something like that, which that's great. I don't have any problems with that. But they did not have a Grand Marshal. Now, here's why this ticks me off. Number one, I don't believe there's ever been a parade where there was not a Grand Marshal. And people say, well, who cares if there's a Grand Marshal or not? Well, here's why this ticks me off. If you don't want a Grand Marshal, if you want to do away with that, that's fine. Get rid of the Grand Marshal. But here's the problem. When I ask them on Monday, and I Facebook them, and I emailed them, and my question was, who's the Grand Marshal? Neither source said there isn't one. Now, I would think on Monday night, with the parade happening on Thursday, that they already knew that there was no Grand Marshal. And this is not like military secrets that you have to keep hidden. So, the answer I got online was, we don't know yet. It wasn't, we're not doing it. It wasn't, we don't know. It was, we don't know yet. Then the email I got moments later answering the same question was, we're narrowing it down. Well, apparently there was no narrowing because you didn't have one. And I just so I don't misquote this, I'm going to find this email and this Facebook post just to show you the things that go on. On Monday night, Monday at 8:19 p.m., I said, who's the Grand Marshal this year? That was the question. And the response from the Popcorn Festival Monday night was, we're still working on it. So on Monday night, either they believe they had one, I don't know. But that was their answer. Now, that was social media. Now, email. I did email them as well because, you know, I don't know who runs the Facebook page. So, from the Popcorn Festival on Monday, and here's the time on this again, same question. All I said was, who's the Grand Marshal? Now, this is what the email says, 8:25, Monday, September the 6th, 8:25 p.m., I don't believe that's been released yet. Stay tuned. That's how they responded Monday night. I don't believe that's been released just yet. Stay tuned. That was Monday night from the Popcorn Festival. Now, do you think Monday night they knew that they weren't going to have one? Why not just say that? I don't understand that whole thing. I just don't get it. What's the point? And again, who cares if there's a Grand Marshal or not? But now there's been problems with the parade, and we hope the rest of it comes off okay, but who knows at this point? And a lot of people ask, well, why do we cover the Bratwurst Festival and don't really cover the Popcorn Festival anymore? Well, I'll tell you why to a great degree. The people in the Bratwurst Festival make it very easy to cover the Bratwurst Festival. They give us a spot right in front of the office where nobody bothers us. The queens come up to us from the Bratwurst Festival. It's all very nice. The Popcorn Festival has always made it difficult. Now, is that because another radio station has always been involved with the Bratwurst Festival? I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it's not like we don't know it's going on. So I can't understand it, and I don't understand how hard is it to get a Grand Marshal or just say we're not going to have one. This is a systemic problem that goes on and on with things in Marion. And listen, I've been a resident here my whole life. I was born in this city. I want things to go right. I want things to be good. But to act like problems don't exist, that's just not honest. So there you go. That's my rant on that. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. And again, people can call in and say, well, who cares if there's a grand marshal? You're right. Who cares? But why not just say that Monday night? Why did it have to be some kind of rigmarole? Or if the Popcorn Festival would like to explain why they responded that way Monday night. Did something happen to the Grand Marshal? Did they back out? I don't understand. It just makes no sense to me. So that's my rant on that. It just seems, I've always said about Marion, and I hope one day this problem is fixed, is that the person in charge of pencils does not talk to the person in charge of erasers. And for some reason, we do, I just don't understand. We don't have good communication because of it. So there you go. There's my rant on that. Did anybody go to the parade? Did you think it was great? I mean, maybe it was, in some people's opinion. I don't know. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of the Popcorn Festival, the parade, and all the hoopla that went along with it? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wonder if Robert Landon's on the board for the Popcorn Festival.
Well, that's my next rant here.
Explain a little bit if he's on the board.
Well, I just don't, you know what, as I've said, not having a Grand Marshal, who cares? But why was that such a secret? Why mislead somebody 3 days ago?
And why was Cardinal such a secret?
Well, you know, that's my only beef with the Cardinals at this point is, the majority of this city has no idea why they're there.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known they were there if I hadn't listened to your radio station.
Well, that's right. And it's, you know, it sounds like a great idea. Certainly the artist did a good job, but I don't understand why we keep things like this a secret. I know there was an article in the newspaper, but there is a big divide in this community.
I haven't seen them yet. I'm interested to see them. But.
Well, I mean, they're nice enough. I mean, I've seen them downtown. But I don't understand why there is always this constant divide in the community. It's very strange. And you're not supposed to ever criticize the Marion community, because somehow we're all going to go off the cliff if that happens.
Right.
But, no, I mean, you, heaven knows I've been criticized. Why would we not criticize things? You complain about the television that's broken, not the one that works.
Right.
So, I don't know. This is just my opinion. I had no idea. I found that silly to handle the Grand Marshal situation that way, and I probably wouldn't have even mentioned that, except for the fact that apparently I hear the parade route changed, and a lot of people who set up where the parade route was no longer had to move their chairs at the last minute to try to get on the parade route.
Yeah, and they probably didn't get a very good seat.
No, and you know, a lot of these people are elderly. That's why they go up and they set their chairs up days before.
I wonder if they even contacted people. Did people back out? Didn't want to be a Grand Marshal? Or did they even ask anybody?
Well, from the email, as I just read, it said, I don't believe that's been released yet. Stay tuned. So that would lead somebody to believe that you have one. You just haven't told anybody. Well, you didn't have one. And until somebody tells me who it was or why they didn't do it, I don't understand why there was a fabrication there.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound good.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Thank you. 740-383-9944. Did anybody go to the parade or have any understanding of any of this? And if somebody can give me a good answer, well, I'll go with that. But, and again, it's not about the Grand Marshal. That is not the point here. The point here is, why do we try to keep information hidden? What is the point? why not just say what it is and let's go on from there? Every year, if you go back and look at newspaper articles, they always announce the Grand Marshal. That's a big part of this thing, this popcorn festival, along with the entertainment. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, my wife went to the parade. I haven't been to the Popcorn Festival in probably 15 years and don't care about it. But she said it was only about an hour long.
Well, I think when you take the bands out because of COVID issues, and I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure how the route was changed or why it was changed and why that was only announced on Facebook. I don't know. I just, there's some systemic problems.
You'll probably never find out why, because one thing I know about Marion is they're good at avoiding questions that there could be problems with.
Well, you know what? And I understand that people take a lot of pride in this community. Well, you know what? I live in this community, and I've been here for many, many decades and have not left, and I was born here, and I take pride in the community, but I don't understand why more people don't want things to run right. And if there is a reason for this stuff, tell me. I would love to know.
I know. I've lived here all my life, too, and I've slowly watched it. Seems like over the years, everything just keeps going downhill like the rest of the world.
Well, you know what I found very interesting yesterday, and I don't know if you heard the interview with Jack Kellogg. Now, this is a man who's been was mayor longer than anybody. 16 years he was mayor. He was a Marion boy. He's been around here for 85 years. And he said yesterday he was shocked when he came back from Florida of the state that Marion's in. Now, that's former Mayor Kellogg. Now, what do people think of that?
That's why, I guess that's why they have so much problems getting, you know, big. I mean, they got a lot of big businesses, but those big businesses usually only come to Marion if they get the good tax breaks.
But you know what? We always want to blame city council and the commissioners and the mayor. This really has nothing to do with them.
Popcorn Festival has nothing to do with them. They have their own committee.
Right, and I don't know why we have to be so secretive and so goofy about all this stuff. You know, I was looking at entertainment over the past 40 years of the Popcorn Festival. We had some great, great names. This year, I don't know. People will have to make their own judgment on if we have great names or not. But it certainly is different than it has been, and there hasn't even been a lot of promotion in regard to that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I occasionally listen to the other radio station in Marion, and during their commercial breaks, I don't think I've ever heard anything about the Popcorn Festival. I've only ever heard it from this radio station. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have Facebook or nothing, so I don't know if anything's on there.
Well, that's the weird thing to me about the parade route, because why would you announce that on Facebook? And apparently it was announced on Facebook yesterday, right before the parade. Now,
I don't understand.
This does not happen in Bucyrus or Upper or Delaware.
Of course, I've said for years, why don't they move the Popcorn Festival over to the fairgrounds? They got all that fairground over there, and they only really ever use it once a year.
I don't know.
How many things actually go on at the fairground? Not very many. The fair.
Well,
and they used to have antique shows back in the Coliseum, and they used to have, like, the monster trucks at the Coliseum. I've been over there to see that. And I think they still do have the motorcycle races that go around the horse track. But I've been to the fairgrounds to watch other things than the fair. But here, probably in the last, 5 years anyway, there's nothing goes on at the fairgrounds except the fair.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Now, people will get angry at what I'm saying this morning. There's no doubt about it. Because anytime I say anything of my own opinion, people get angry. Especially when it has to do with Marion. They say, well, you're supposed to be on the radio. You should be promoting Marion. Well, it's a funny thing because, you know,
you do promote Marion.
Well, I think so. I mean, we're here. I try to tell people what's going on. But people people will say that. And the funny thing is that, but people have no problem coming on and saying that the pandemic is a hoax and masks are awful and all this sort of thing. Now, people have no problem condemning that. They have no problem with people showing up at school board meetings and screaming at the school boards. They have no problem with people picketing outside of schools. That's fine. But as far as complaining about what is supposed to be a fun event, oh, you can't do that. Can't talk about the Cardinals, can't talk about the popcorn festival, but we can talk about politics all day long.
Yeah, I know. I get so sick of hearing about politics. Half the time, I just turn it off.
Well, yeah. You know, I feel you have to cover it because it is your city government.
Then they're beating it to death.
Well, that's it, and that's what I don't understand. I don't understand why it's okay to criticize certain things, but and people will say, well, it's the best they can do. Be glad we have it. Well, you know, that's not the attitude the people who go to this thing and take their parents down, take their kids down, set their chairs up early, spend a lot of money downtown on food and rides and things of that nature. They don't have that attitude that just be happy it's there.
I know. But anyway, about the Cardinals, have you asked the mayor about the Cardinals?
You know, I've never heard the mayor talk about the Cardinals. Now, I have not asked him personally, but I've never really even heard him bring it up.
Either him or the city council, somebody in that city hall knows about those Cardinals. They had to approve putting those Cardinals up.
Well, I'm sure they did, but I think this was spearheaded by the Marion Community Foundation. I think that's what the article in the Star said, and I think there were some private donors as well, and that's fine. I'm just saying, the majority of this community, there was somebody who, and I don't want to say their name, but there was somebody with this radio station who listens all the time, who had zero idea, hadn't even seen one of the Cardinals yet, and had no idea what people were talking about, because not everybody gets the paper anymore, and we just don't tell people things. It's strange.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to be uptown today, and I might walk around a little bit, and maybe I'll see one of them Cardinals, because I have yet to see them. I mean, I've driven through town, but I'm driving. I don't have much chance to look around.
Well, I know there's one in front of the beauty shop.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be up on Main Street, so I got to go to the health department today and do my part.
Well, give us a call tonight if you're around and let us know how it was.
Yeah, you're going to be on from 8 to 10, right?
We'll be on today. Angie and I will be on tonight, 8 to 10.
Okay, yeah, I'll call in and let you know what I saw, what little bit I saw. I mean, I'm not walking around the whole popcorn festival, but...
Tell us how many people you see with masks on up there.
Yeah. Okay. I got to be up there around 1 o'clock, so I don't know how big the crowd's going to be, but I'll let you know what I find out tonight.
All right, thanks. Have a good time.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, and again, if you'd like to comment, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. But we've got to fix these problems. Okay, we've got 20 minutes left in this hour, so I want to get on to the other rant here. And this does have to do with the auditor. And you know what? We've covered this story extensively on this station. That's what the media is supposed to do. But, yeah, I don't know how many people saw it yesterday, but here we were on the Channel 6 News again, and it all had to do with the auditor. Now, you know, here's the problem. The Channel 6 News goes out further than a little... Well, we'll get back to the auditor here in a second. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. As far as the Popcorn Festival entertainment goes, if I recall, the last couple years have been rained out. And I'm wondering if it's a financial thing, though. There's no big entertainment up there this year. I mean, we had a couple years where it was rainy, and then, of course, COVID. So I'm thinking the last 3 years have been really tough financially on the Popcorn Festival, possibly.
Well, and, you know, and that would be completely understandable. You know, if somebody said that, we would all get it. And I think nobody would shame the entertainment. These people are coming to perform. They perform to an audience that doesn't have to buy a ticket to get in, and that is great. And that's one of the great parts of it. But what I don't understand is why we do things like with the Grand Marshal, why we do things changing the popcorn parade route the day of the parade. I don't understand why these things are done, and nobody ever points that stuff out. We just, you know, it's almost like put it in the corner, and if nobody sees it, then it never happened.
Well, but think about it this way, too. You were talking about pencils and erasers. Maybe there's a pencil eraser issue in the committee, in the Popcorn Festival committee themselves. Maybe the person that releases the press releases isn't doing their job, or maybe the person that they report to isn't doing their job, and the person with the press release is like, I don't know what to do. I mean, maybe there's some kind of chaos going on there that we're unaware of, and which caused the problem to end up happening, you know, the day of. So,
Who knows? I did not go to the parade, so to me it becomes a kind of a non-issue. But when I know that people who are elderly, when I know that people have been going to this parade for 40 years, were not even told in any public way that the route was changing and probably missed some of the parade because of it, and that the parade was only an hour because a lot of the schools had to pull out because of COVID, the bans, and that the Grand Marshal thing just maybe mystifies me more than anything else, that on Monday night they said, we haven't released it yet. Stay tuned. Well, you didn't have one. So did you lie? I mean, what's the issue here?
And why didn't they just grab someone? Marion is full of people that, you know, quote-unquote qualified to be a Grand Marshal. And why didn't they get somebody local here in the community? George would be a great Grand Marshal.
I said George.
Mary Ellen would be. You could be one. It's not like we need Dolly Parton or someone of that caliber. So I'm not sure. I agree. I don't go to the parade. I have an issue with the parade having more people in it than the community itself has. So I just think it's too darn long. There's too much in there. I'm not interested in that. If there were more vendors there, that would be interesting. I don't agree with the caller that said have it at the fairgrounds. We're promoting the community as well. Extend it through the streets of Marion. I don't agree with the person who said that the community, you know, especially the ex-mayor, oh, I can't believe how Marion looks. I came back to Marion in 2008. Every block in Marion had a house for sale or rent on it. I saw the Marion's biggest employer's heroin or whatever signs. And the last couple years, when we were going to celebrate Harding's 100th year anniversary, we've cleaned this town up. There's so many new jobs. It to me is a different community than 2008. And I am not a Republican, but I would vote for our mayor again. He has done a tremendous job changing the look of Marion and trying to keep our community a positive, good community. So I don't have anything negative to say about the community right now. I think people are sitting on their behinds with the unemployment checks, and that's going to come to a head, and it's going to hurt them in the future. But I'm going to let you go. You can comment, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, you know, and I always said Mayor Kellogg. I think I said that earlier this week. He would have been a great Grand Marshal. I invited him to come over here. He came over here and sat for 2 hours yesterday. I think he could have went to the festival. Now, maybe it was people did not want to be a part of the parade this year because of COVID. But again, why not say that? Just say that. Certainly nobody's going to take issue with that. I don't get it. And you know what? We have had local people as Grand Marshals. Charlie Evers was the Grand Marshal. Madge Cooper was the Grand Marshal. Martha Dowse has been the Grand Marshal. We've done local people before. It's not like we have to go to Hollywood to find a Grand Marshal. In any event, phone lines remain open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe that's gone now. I don't know. Maybe that's just a bygone thing. So that's that. Now, on to the auditor thing, because, you know, and again, I don't want to spend too much time on this because everybody else is, but here we are on the Channel 6 News again. Yesterday, they came down and filed a report. I believe they spoke to the mayor and Martin Watts over in the auditor's office. Now, you know what? I believe in covering a story. And as I say, heaven knows we've covered the auditor story on this station. But why do we want to bring the Columbus media in here and have them cover this? You know, the Columbus media covers more than just Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can I ask you something that doesn't have to do with the parade?
Oh, go ahead.
How's your tomatoes?
You know, the tomatoes are coming along okay, but for some reason, they're not big. They're not cherry-sized, but they're in between a cherry and what an average-sized tomato would be, and then they turn red or orange or whatever it is, and you pick them off. So that's the only thing that I can't figure out.
So they didn't get as big as you wanted them to?
No, they didn't get as big as I wanted, but they're still out there. As a matter of fact, today I need to go out there and get about three of them off the vine. But, yeah, it's been strange that way.
So do you think you'll ever get around to frying any of the green ones?
Well, I hope so, because that's something I would like to do, and maybe this weekend I'll take the time to do it, because I don't think I have anything on the agenda between the show today and the show tonight or tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be able to get around to doing
that. You ain't going up to the festival?
No, not going up to the festival.
What?
No. You know, I was up there yesterday afternoon, and I got something to eat, but I did wear my mask when I went over there.
What did you get to eat from up there?
I had a bratwurst sandwich from Wagner.
And,
yeah, it was very good. I put sauerkraut and onion on it. It was a very good sandwich.
Have you ever had any of that bourbon chicken?
You know, I saw the bourbon chicken place, and it just had such a line that I didn't want to wait around. I went up there with Angie. I believe she had a pulled pork from Wagner, and they always do such a great job.
Everybody always goes nuts over the bourbon chicken. It is worth it, but like you said, the line's always...
Well, you know, I had the bourbon chicken when I was at the Bratwurst Festival, and it's the same people who do it pretty much. And it's okay, but I don't know why people go nuts over it. But I'm not a big rice eater, so maybe that impacts it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Doodle.
All right, there you go. But the auditor thing. And again, call in 49 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. The line's busy. Just means we're on the line with somebody else. But why the Columbus media? Because we don't have any answers at this point on the auditor situation. It certainly has not been resolved. And why the Columbus media was here yesterday, Channel 6 in particular, covering this, I don't understand. And here's the thing. I know they were called. Now, do I know who called them? No. But I know that 9 times out of 10, maybe 100% of the time, when the Columbus media shows up in Marion, it's because somebody calls them. They don't sit and pay attention to what goes on in Marion, Ohio. Channel 6 does not care what goes on in Marion, Ohio. So somebody really has a vindictive streak when it comes to this. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been listening to your show today, and very interesting. It's the only way we find out real stuff, although I still subscribe to the paper. But I just had a question. The people that complain about be at whatever, the Cardinals, the Popcorn Festival, the Marion Fair, whatever. How many of those have volunteered 1 hour of their time for another cause? From baking cookies for their kindergarten kids to asking a neighbor if they need any help. Most of the people that crab the loudest are the ones that never extend a hand.
Well, you know, there is some truth to that, and you're right. But, you know, the great thing about Marion, and I always use this analogy, much like any other community, there is more going on good than bad. But really, in your house, more things work than don't. But you complain about the things that don't work because you want them to work.
Right.
And that's really what this is. And the complaints are not to condemn. The complaints are to, why can't we fix this so we don't get problems like this again? We don't have issues.
But by the same token, why can't we fix this? You can't do it sitting home and you're lazy boy. The people that's trying to fix it have those meetings about the popcorn, because I have a neighbor lady that's on the committee. They have those meetings from right after the popcorn festival, and then they start again about January, and she goes to meetings the whole time. Whatever they do, I don't know. But I have people that's on the fair board that puts lots and lots of hours in. Somebody comes in and walks through once and sees something that doesn't jibe just exactly with them. And so they go home with a bad taste in their mouth and they growl about it till next year.
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, I think if you walk down and you say, well, there's not a gyro stand here, now that's a silly complaint. That's more personal opinion. But what I don't understand is the committee, and I hate to continue on this Grand Marshal thing, but it just mystifies me that on Monday they said, we haven't released that yet, stay tuned. Now, they didn't even have one. So why do that?
Well, I understand that, Scott, but the person that did that, did they volunteer to be on the committee next year to make sure that didn't happen?
And you know what? That's why I'm bringing it up now, because I know the Popcorn Festival will go on, and I guess I'm just trying to say, you know, I saw the pictures of the people on the parade route who sat there for 39 years and at the last minute had to yank their chairs and run to try to see a parade. They are supporting the festival.
Okay, then Johnny Jones better get on the parade committee next year and make sure that doesn't happen.
I think you're right. But, you know, why is it that, I mean, that's a big thing. We've had the same parade route for 40 years. Why wouldn't you tell somebody till the day of the parade that you're changing the route?
Well, maybe there was only 3 people showed up at the meeting that night.
I don't know. And that's, you know, some things mystify me, and if somebody asks me to help, I'll be glad to. But I will tell you this. A lot of times they turn down your help. I gave them suggestions on who the Grand Marshal should be, and I'm not just saying on the air. When I was having that conversation with them, I told them, I said, why not Mayor Kellogg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they didn't want my help.
Yeah, I understand that, too, because I have boys that's been on the fair board for years and years, and they aren't just there the night of the fair or the day of the fair. They're there from January on, cleaning barns, fixing water lines, redoing electricity, and they get not a dime for it.
And you know the sad thing? It's those people that never get recognized.
Right.
It's those people that do make it happen. And it's those people who I think, to be honest with you, I have walked up to the fair many times because we spend a lot of time at the fair as a radio station. And I talk to the person who's doing the most awful job, you know, out there in the heat and trying to make sure that the parking lot's not flooding when it's raining. And you walk up to that person and you say, well, why is this going on? And they say, it's a mess. I don't understand it. It seems to be the people at the top who seem to be clueless.
Well, once I was at the fair, and there was a gentleman that had been on the fair board. He was a local businessman. And I remember him coming up to my son and says, hey, buddy, I want to let you know this fairground looks better than it has ever looked. You guys all need to be complimented for it.
And that, we need to hear more of that. But I just don't think that we can ignore the bad. As Mayor Kellogg said yesterday, I thought very well, and whether people agree with him or not, that he was not happy the way Marianne looked right now. At least he had the guts to say it, and he has spent a career trying to make Marianne better. You know, I don't know. I just think sometimes we're very thin-skinned here in Marion. We do not like criticism. We can't deal with it. We get personal.
It's a lot easier to know how to fix it if you're sitting in your recliner.
Well, you know, everybody's a critic. You're right. But, you know, how do these other things come off well? Like I said, the Bratwurst Festival this year, I'm sure, faced the same challenges that the Popcorn Festival faced. They weren't in operation last year. I'm sure their budget got cut. They're only 20 minutes from here, but they didn't have this problem.
I don't know. I think, you know, when you think of all the volunteer organizations that was nothing but volunteers before the day of television, like all the lodges and Kiwanis and all that was just out to help, where are they? So it's just not the Fair Board or the Popcorn Festival. Everybody are glued to their TV, their recliner, and their phone. And that's as far as they get unless they want to bitch about something.
Let's hope it gets better. Thank you.
Me too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open because we want your say, too, and those opinions are important. 740-383-9944. Now, the auditor thing on Channel 6, here's what I want to say about it. Why do, and I know Marion people are reporting this, I don't know who did it, but that's why they came yesterday, make no mistake about it. So now, everybody in the viewing community of Channel 6, which is quite a big area in Central Ohio, now knows that here in Marion, we've got something going on with the auditor, and I don't even know that we have the full story yet. That's my problem with it. I don't think we should dust it under the rug, but why? We don't even have the full story. And did you see the story last night where they showed a picture of Landon's desk with nobody sitting behind it? I mean, is that a little hokey? We know he's got COVID, and I've been told he's on oxygen. Now, was that pointed out? I don't know. I just found that story to be very unfortunate until we have all the facts. Now, local media, this is our community. This is not Columbus's community. So on that deal, you know, I feel unfortunate for Robert Landon in that particular matter of what happened there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, about the parade. The parade was the normal popcorn parade. It had changed its route in 2019.
So oh, no, there was a change. There was a bigger change. There was a bigger change last night. Because
and they changed different things because people had complained about it being so long.
Well,
it was taking 3 hours to get through, so they shortened the parade route, and they also shortened the people that could be in it. Now, you can't blame the Popcorn Festival or the parade people for people that didn't show up because of COVID. I mean, if the bands couldn't come because of COVID, you can't blame the parade for that.
Oh, no. All I'm saying is,
I mean, we're going through a pandemic where you never know what's going to happen from day to day with these young kids.
Right. If the band,
River Valley did announce that they couldn't come because of illnesses.
Right. And I don't have a problem with that. What my problem is, the people who went last night, and it was a big group of them, and the pictures are online because we snap pictures of everything now.
You weren't there, but you're running it down, but you weren't there.
Well, if
you can't show up for something, don't badmouth it.
Well, I didn't show up much for the same reason that River Valley didn't show up. There's a pandemic going on, and
River Valley didn't show up because they had they have COVID cases.
Well, I would rather not have COVID, so that's why I didn't go. But
okay.
My point is, why not just say that when I ask you about the Grand Marshal? Why not just say, we don't have one, it's the pandemic, forget about it?
Who did you talk to?
Popcorn Festival.
Did you make a personal phone call to Tammy Kelly or anybody on the parade committee?
Well, who's running their email? Who's running their Facebook page?
But I know that Tammy Kelly is one of the ladies that post on Facebook all the time. You know, you should make personal phone calls to these people and get it from them.
So at
let
this,
them defend themselves.
Well, so at this point, when I send an email or a Facebook to the official Popcorn Festival and they respond, I should not trust that.
Well, no, I didn't say not to trust that, but give somebody a chance to defend themselves from the popcorn. I've known the people on these committees, and like the lady before me said, they work hard. Now, the entertainment this year is fantastic. Rumors is one of the best tribute bands you can have.
Well, two calls ago,
the
guy said
he... You don't think the Great White is a big hit?
I think 30 years ago, they probably were.
Well, right, but what else? We're not going to get any current ones for the money that we have to offer them.
Well, I'm looking over this list of 40 years, and there's a lot of big talent.
And you say Besires never had any big-time entertainment?
No, well, that's not true. They've had some bigger entertainment over there.
Not lately, they haven't. I go to Besires all the time.
Right, but I want to get back to this parade route for a thing, because that's what you said wasn't exactly true. In front of the Jersey, they did change the parade in 2019. In front of the Jersey, people have always sat. The people who sent me the pictures, the people who sat there last night have been sitting there for 39 years. And last night was the first time it ever changed. And they didn't even send it to the newspaper. They didn't send it to the radio stations. They sent it to Facebook. Now, is that how we communicate? Because if it is, then apparently my Grand Marshal bit was okay. What's that?
You don't know if they sent it to the newspaper, nobody got it. You can call into the newspaper and never get a hold of anybody.
I tried to get information from them. Now, it is interesting to me. They sent me the street closures. They sent me the entertainment schedule. They sent me all that. But they could not send me the parade.
I'm going to try to get a hold of Tammy Kelly and have her call in. And maybe
explain
some things.
Please do.
Because, you know, you weren't there. Don't badmouth everything when you're not there.
Well, but see, that's a hard thing to do, because then that goes on the atmosphere that we can't comment on anything we weren't
at. No, you can comment on it that you heard.
And that's what I said.
Like you were there.
No, I think the reason you know I wasn't there is because I did say that.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Well, my problem is go to the people that are running this place and give them a chance to defend themselves.
Well, I, they are free to call. I would love to hear from them. When I've tried
they
to get...
They probably don't listen to you.
Okay, well then, what use do I have for them?
I mean, you're not... It's like, look up their phone numbers. It's like you say things about Lois Fisher and things that she has done in this town. Offhandedly, you say. But you never call her and ask her why.
I've asked Lois to come on the show many times. She will not do it.
Well,
that's fact. So, what do you expect that? And I've asked her personally. I've asked her through email. I've asked her on the phone. She denies it every time. Now, why do you think that is? Now, that's fact. I didn't want to say that because I don't want to lay Lois under the bus. But there you go. You got it.
Well, she apparently doesn't care for you.
Well, then I guess I don't care for her.
But anyway, just give the Popcorn Festival a chance. I love the Popcorn Festival. I think it's fantastic. I see friends I haven't seen for ever. They're up there. They're enjoying themselves, and it's a good time.
Well, nobody's denying that. I don't think that's the point to this story. The point is why are things not better communicated? And when you reach out to them, apparently email and Facebook doesn't do it. Why would they respond?
Things have changed completely. I'm a big sports fan in Marion, and you don't see the things on. I don't even know who WMRN is broadcasting tonight.
No, but what I'm saying
things
is...
things have totally changed.
Right, but I guess...
And I don't like it because I'm older. When I look back to the things the way Marion used to be with the communications and the Big Marion Star and WMRN and announcing everything, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you...
guy, so...
Give me a second.
It's
give me a
tough.
Hold on. We're going to break here in 10 seconds, but the point I'm making
I got to get back to work.
Okay, well, listen to this. The point is, they did respond, and they said, stay tuned, we'll give you the Grand Marshal. If the parade person wants to call, go ahead. And I don't dislike Lois Fisher, but I have asked her to come on the show, and she won't come on. So there you go. I have very dislike for very few people at this particular point. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Grandchildren, step-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, step-great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and siblings. Visitation will be on Friday, September 10th at the Snyder Funeral Home, 360 East Center Street, from noon to 2. Funeral service will follow